two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Booker T and the MGs, Green Onions, one of the great instrumentals. Once common in the music business, now rare. It might have been 20 years since the last hit instrumental, and that was probably Kenny G. But they do have a long and proud history. January 1958, the Champs, a number one hit. May of '58, Duane Eddy, top of the charts, Rebel Rouser. The Shadows, 1960. Apache, Hank Marvin doing magic on his Fender Strat. Instrumental hit records. This one. '63, the Safaris, instantly recognizable, Wipeout. The Ventures. Theme from the Hawaii Five-O television show. TV and film themes often became hit records. Hit many times over, including for members of U2, played here by the man who wrote it, Lalo Schifrin. Rico watched Star Wars 10 times in the first few days after its release, and then he wrote a disco version of its theme, got himself a hit record. Theme music for Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F, a hit for Harold Faltermeyer in 1984. Another movie theme hit, Vangelis, Chariots of Fire. A big hit for Eric Weisberg and Steve Mandel, 1973. Beethoven, Walter Murphy. Now, there was a run of these for a while, 70s and 80s. Hooked on Classics, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, here's an accidental instrumental hit. Music Box Dancer, 1979, composer Frank Mills sent it to the wrong radio station, who made it a hit. Piece of guitar instrumental there called Jessica. Instrumental hit records over the years, and here's a favourite. MFSB were the house band at Gamble and Huff, the influential Philadelphia soul record label. They released this in 74, TSOP, The Sound of Philadelphia. Listen out for the 3 degrees on vocals. This was where disco started to form, and it's a great instrumental.